The following.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the commentary for The Kingery, Season 13. I still can't believe that. Episode 2. I'm your director, Jillian Morgan. With us, as always, is the assistant director, Caitlin Kleiman.
Hi.
And the writer for this episode, and a fabulous person in her own right, Tilly Bridges.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Jillian.
Yes, it's you. Yes, this one's called A Matter of Time. I wonder what that will mean.
Who knows? No one can say. Certainly not me.
No. Yeah, we haven't seen shenanigans in a while, so naturally I had to give that to Caitlin.
I was nervous handing this over. I was like, I hope I understood the instructions correctly.
Yes, you understood the assignment, definitely. Because the sound effects through the wall were perfect.
No way. Last thing I need is it getting back to her.
And this is Sean Luxford as Roberta. I don't think she's been on here before, so welcome to the Kingery.
I'll be anyone but gray.
Now, interesting, considering last we saw them, they were planning a wedding.
You sure?
That's Allison and Maddie were, and all of a sudden...
It's almost like shenanigans have occurred. Mm. And so I set the scene in shenanigans as a clue.
It's a hint.
A hint. Us sneaky writers. You can't trust us.
I'm going to need it to be able to walk normal again. Send me my robe?
Oh, sure.
I don't want to know what all they were doing to have trouble walking normal, but I have a pretty good idea.
Well, you see, children.
Yeah, my asexual ass is out.
You're done? Like, already?
Okay, Major, this is normal. This is fine.
Fuck. Get out! I'm naked! Is this a trick? Some kind of test or something. Because I'd remember those curves.
Now, I don't think we've ever had Major and Allison hook up.
Absolutely not, no.
Before or after. So, no. You know, that's an implication.
Allison has made it clear many times that there was never any of that kind of attraction between them. It was all platonic.
The furthest they ever went was she made a dick cozy. And that's as far as it ever went.
Entirely naked. You've got the fancy bracelet. What'd you have to kill to get it? It's a fancy filigree, and it must be pricey. Mm-hmm.
It was a gift.
Gift.
I get you. A gift in exchange for not caving in someone's face, right? It's a good racket.
Yeah. So this is weird. I don't know how much I should say, because there's shenanigans going on, and you're gonna have to find out what's going on over the course of the season. But though it seems weird, I'm just gonna ask all of you, this is season 13 now, so hopefully you trust us. We do weird wild shit on this show because nobody can tell us not to, so we do whatever the hell we want, and we're doing something really weird again that we've never done before. So stick with us, and when we get to the end of the season, trust it will all come together and make sense. And then you'll be like, you'll get it.
Yes, the ride will be worth it.
Sure. In the open like this. Well, one hopes.
Well, hopes, yes.
That's the goal.
In the meantime, just hold on tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Fasten your seatbelts, bumpy ride, all that.
Honest cop. Just kidding you.
Honest cop.
I'll put it in here. In your cute.
But there's lots of little clues dropped in already that not all is as it seemed.
Yeah. Allison did not normally carry the Worthington around with her.
No. Okay, lady. And that right there was another big one, where she says, "You okay, lady?"
And since when do you call me lady?
I mean, since you
that's came out as a lady. New, and the music starts to change never underneath that too.
And yet, ooh, fun director stuff.
Yee. I do enjoy that part sometimes.
It's always still the hardest part for me. I mean, I don't direct very much anymore because I'm not as good at it as all of you are, but. Music is always the thing I struggle with the most because it can affect things so much,
you must have hit the Elaine.
Or even the absence of it.
Night, huh? Yeah, yeah.
It can say a lot as well.
You gotta be careful with that stuff, you know.
Elate. That's one we haven't heard from in a while, too.
What the hell?
Yeah, I went back into the Bible and I'm like, let's get one of those old drugs that we used to use on this show all the time that we made up. And I was like, yeah, that one sounds good.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm the boss.
Uh-huh.
That man's such a great laugh.
Yeah, yeah. It's very good.
Don't worry. I know the plan. Sometime tomorrow, maybe we will see. You know, we ain't dead.
What's happening tomorrow?
Mysteries abound.
Yes, indeed. And now we're at the thoroughfare with Kaylock, Cass, and Doc Briggs. Last season we had Kaylock do this once. It is done. And he seemed like it was very, he wasn't very comfortable with doing it. But boy, he seems very comfortable with it now.
Well, yeah, he's not generally a very violent paramecium amoeba alien. So,
get your job done.
Horny old.
What? He gave you that swanky bracelet? I won't ask what the hell you had to do for it, because that's an image I don't need in my fucking head.
It gives us great confusion takes here.
What's going on?
Briggs has no idea what's going on.
Is that I'm waiting for you to confirm the fucking asshole is fucking dead.
I love how
fucking good this time.
Chris is playing Cassandra a lot with a lot of more of a harder edge than she usually has.
Yeah, and
that sounds like a cast you do not want to fuck with.
Right. She seems to really enjoy this too.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me. You are not performing CP fucking R on a dead man. Back the fuck off before you're the next one with a whole lot of K-lock in her lungs.
Briggs, of course, doing what she thinks you should do when...
As a doctor.
Right. Yeah.
Well, even if you're not a doctor, right? You should try to save people.
Yes. Staying alive. And this is Josh Wells as the Mook. We like using that word here a lot, the Mook. We've had several of those. I think I was a Mook at one point.
You think you can cheat the motherfucking Arkell?
I know.
Yeah, she is terrifying here, isn't she?
She really is.
And so much more violent. And that's saying something considering how she was early on.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be choking to death on protoplasm inside.
But she was getting better.
She was.
For Cass.
Well, you know, everyone's on their own journey.
Yes.
See if I let you.
Josh gave me some wonderful Walla noises for struggling and pain and stuff like that, and kind of stuff like Roger Rabbit a little too.
Lose money, and then people get ideas how maybe we're weak, and do you know what that leads to? Fucking war.
Oh, here comes war again.
Wipe out every other fucking family just to open the door and let them back in again. This galaxy is ours.
But that's also weird because there were reestablished the five families. So strange. So
and they're all more or less friends.
Yep.
And Jack also does a great job of turning up the evil on Kaylock here.
Yeah.
As he's enjoying doing this.
Fucking mercy.
Okay, so I have to ask, what do you use for all of Kaylock's goopy noises? Do you know what those sound effects like actually are?
No, and at this point, I'm afraid to ask. when I started doing this, I got this big file, with a bunch of different sound effects, and included one that says Kaylock moving. I don't know what it is. You'd have to go back a couple of directors probably for that.
Yeah, I wonder who established it. That's fascinating. Yeah. The show's been going so long, nobody knows anymore.
I mean, I've been doing this for over 10 years and I don't know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Best clean that off. You wouldn't want to ruin something so unique.
That bracelet again.
Listen, every lady needs a good bracelet, right?
Well, yeah.
All right, I'll keep an eye out. I know the bribe was late.
The sparklier, the better.
I think she'd risk the entire setup on taking you in over this.
I don't have a fucking clue what you just said.
Ugh, this game is getting old. Look, it just can we drop it already?
Right. Shit's about to go down here. But again, not like we expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just tell me what the fuck we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do? All right.
In any universe, Major will snort. It's just the way she is.
The only thing you do, the Arkell sisters, the baddest bitches in the galaxy. But honestly, Cass is just mean. You take it to an art. Mm-hmm. Let me start you off.
Major, what are you...
Oh, shit. Down. Get down.
And again, this is another Caitlin scene, and she did a phenomenal job with all the gunplay.
Thank you. It's my favorite.
Oh, well, now that I know that.
Honestly, yeah. Like, it's more work, but it's more gratifying. You know, I enjoy them.
I knew it wouldn't be long. Fuck, who sold me out?
And here's a different version of Hooks, and once again, Perry nailing it.
Oh my gosh, this was so fun. Yeah.
Honestly insulted. You think that you always love it in shows where they get to play different versions of themselves, regardless of you know, our show or Star Trek or whatever. You can tell that they're just having a blast.
Yeah, and it was even fun from a writing perspective, like getting to imagine what would Hooks be like if he was at the end of his rope and fed up and really mad. And that's not a way you ever really see Hooks get to be, you know? So it was a fun thing to, a fun little like exercise to sort of figure out what that version of him would be like.
Yes.
So you're denying it.
And what happened to Tithia? That's pretty dark. Sold tickets.
Yeah. I can sold be dark tickets. Sometimes.
That's all right. It's usually Susan that gets really dark, so it's a nice surprise coming from you.
Just drop it. Just drop it, Mr. Hooks.
Or what? You'll shoot me? Allison will shoot me? That's preferable to anything else.
Although the bit with Tithia, you know, it also ties back into really old continuity where Voracian tentacles were a delicacy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that her species has even been mentioned in years and years. I think probably they were not, Voracians.
Not since the second Proc clone.
Yeah.
I do know she mentioned that she tried one once and wasn't that impressed. And we've got a couple of casualties of war here.
Allison.
Hooks and Major.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck.
Wow, that would be weird if two of cast members that have been around that long both died in this second episode of the season. That would be so strange.
That would be crazy. What would be happening with that? I don't know.
I'm mad with power. That's what it is.
Well, what the fuck is going on?
And once again, I do believe M did all this in one take, and you just inserted Allison wherever she needed to respond.
Yep.
She's good about that, but she gets great performances out of it. So keep
going. Yeah, it did work much better. Like, I liked that.
Shoot her an extra time for me, eh? For all this time she made fun of my knitting. And tell your ma. I'll see her in fucking hell.
My mom.
I knew it was coming, but still, just seeing that in the script was just. Oh, because Mama Raquel is not a nice person.
No.
Not at all.
It's good to see you. Uh-huh. Why are we meeting here?
Allison and Maddie finally meeting up.
Because the old man told you to, just like I asked him.
But even this is the same but different.
The same but different, but almost a little same to Beck the way back when the like season one, Maddie would always come bursting into Allison's office and yelling at her.
Yes,
when they were adversaries,
frame her for something, or you know, find something that linked her to something going on at the Kingery.
Yeah,
but the relationship is still a little different.
Hooks. Yeah, yeah.
They're dead, and so is Tithia, I think. But he said,
I want to say Melissa's doing a great job too, sounding entirely bewildered and like, what the fuck? It's just, it's coming through really well.
And Alicia just enjoying the hell out of this side of Maddie.
Oh yeah.
Because that is the one thing that we've always focused on, is that she's a good cop.
One of the only
ones. She's the only one. When the whole department pretty much got bent, she stayed the course.
When is this how you talk to your wife?
Great laugh. That laugh is really good.
Yes.
friends are dead.
Wife.
I don't know what's
going on.
But
we were just planning a wedding.
I remember it being. It's like I woke up from a dream to find him. I'm in a fucking nightmare.
Okay. I admit you're playing up the, oh, my brain hurts, help me, angle really well.
Yeah, she's enjoying
it's
this.
It's not a cover story I'm going to buy, and it's not going to work, but I respect the effort.
Yeah, getting these other versions of the characters, it was like, it's like a little vacation for the writers. I mean, you still have story to tell and character to move and plot to get around, but you get to just be freer with things and imagine wild stuff. And the hope was that, you know, the actors would get to have a lot of fun stretching and doing something totally different, too.
And I've gotten several emails back with the line saying I had a really great time doing this.
Aww, awesome.
Is dead. She's been dead for over a decade. I killed her because she told me to, and I
see season
get out
two.
Her fucking thumb.
I think it was two, the end of two. I think.
It was at the end of the season.
The show has been going so long, I can't remember.
No, but he knows anymore. Just go back and listen to it all again.
That's right. It's still there.
Yes.
My fucking money.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
The fucking money you pay me to look the other fucking way while you and your fucking mother run fucking roughshod over the entire fucking galaxy.
You want a bribe?
Our arrangement hasn't
That's very much
changed.
Her Planes, Trains, and Automobiles speech
you,
right there.
The fucking incorruptible moral stalwart. The Greyhawk. You.
Greyhawk. I was
That's
delighted to bring
another...
that back.
From, very yeah. deep cut. I love it.
I think from way back in season one when they
one
mentioned
two,
that
yeah.
was her like, name at yeah. the academy or,
yes.
or earlier on in her career or something. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm dead. And this is some twisted joke of an afterlife. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really the only way that any of this fucking makes any sense because Major is dead and Hooks is dead and Tithia is dead also and yet somehow my mother is
There's a lot of ad-libs right here.
What the fuck is going on? Sense, but this
they're really good. I'm glad you.
But yeah,
it
I love it.
I'm always excited when we get them.
Yes. Some people don't give us a lot. Allison, Alyssa actually one that does not give us a lot of big ones like that. So.
Living, walking, shit-eating hell inside of 10 seconds, if I say so.
Take your fucking hands off me.
There's the Allison. Had knocked some sense into you. Do not fucking play around. 50 G's tonight. Do not make me fucking ask again. Say hi to your mom for me.
Ooh.
Couldn't resist throwing in a Back to the Future reference
no.
that fit perfectly, so.
Now here we are at an alleyway off the thoroughfare. As we get Bernice and Asa now, who do seem to be the
Back
original
here.
Versions.
Get down! What the particular hell?
I was just going to ask you that
what
very
the particular
thing.
Hell?
Jinx, you owe me a coffee, a base.
I didn't even change that much.
Pebbles cause ripples. And sometimes those ripples hit other stones and cause an avalanche that floods the pond, and then all the fish are dead, and the pond water splashes onto
Bernice
the
is so fun to write for.
Yeah,
they
really
are so bonkers.
Yes, and TJ just does a phenomenal
yes.
job.
Yes.
It's hard to get that little spark of madness in there and still be taken semi-seriously.
Though I don't remember doing that.
Right.
But yes, we're actually getting a little bit of info dump here, but not all of it yet.
It happened, but not to you. It happened to the other you, who you now are, yet actually are not.
My head's swimming.
Oh, welcome. The water's nice, isn't it? Until it all splashes out of the pond, anyway.
I didn't think this would be so hard.
I can't believe you thought it'd be
easy. Can't believe what would be so hard.
What is
so
that?
Easy.
Stay tuned. All
yes.
will be revealed in time.
Yes. In the meantime, we've got this. It's a weird, warbly thing.
Yeah, and you're hearing Hooks, who you just heard die, but here he is, and he sounds like good old normal Hooks. So what's going on?
He still may think Jason Corey are twerps, but he's not saying it out loud.
Had to guess, I'd say we just witnessed a singular weakening of the barrier in the space-time continuum.
But we saw on the news that Hooks was found dead.
This Hooks, not that one, I think.
Well, I don't like the way things turned out.
Time travel always gives you headaches.
Our time here has been not dull, to say the least.
You're not usually so, understated.
Hey, mad scientists can work on themselves too. I'm trying new things.
That's right. Self-improvement is for everyone.
No,
yes.
It didn't really feel like me, did it?
Well, listen. We just gotta try again. Obviously, it didn't work. So we'll just give it another go. As many times as it takes.
Ooh. I like that can-do attitude. But we cannot do until the interlocutor is fully recharged.
How long will that take?
It's only a matter of time.
Oh, she set the time. They set the time. And here we get back a voice from the past. Fiona Thrail is back as Sylvia. We're so glad that she was willing to come back and do this. And
I was so excited to ask her, and so happy when she said she would be delighted to.
When she speaks to you, I raised you better than that.
Did you though?
Excuse me.
And it's so like weird to hear her again because it's been so long, right? Wow. This is
hell. Well, if it's hell you want,
I really loved getting to write her again though, because she was always delicious fun to write because she was just so awful. She was just the worst person.
Oh yeah. And I love a lot of people when they're sending in their lines, they'll send in like silence as well. You know, so we get some room noise. And Fiona titled her silence Sylvia Glaring Silence, and that's very appropriate.
I know.
Sure. Of course you do.
You think I didn't.
What are we talking about?
This very meeting. You were planning a hit and thought you would be taking my place.
Major said...
I know what Major said.
The chills have returned. every mother you've ever hated.
The Kingery.
Oh,
not
yeah.
The Kingery. Not the Kingery I know.
It's the only
Kingery. The ones that really don't understand what the job is.
Right.
Yeah. They're very bad at it.
Stefan.
But now,
this was... This was a joy because these three have never gotten to do a scene together before. Because Papa Arkell did not appear in the show for seasons after Sylvia was already dead.
To deal with this monster on our own.
I could not pass up a chance to
with the complexities of a wife,
to get the both of them together with Allison.
You
could have
taken us with you.
It's like, when are you going to get to do that again? Who knows?
Saved us from life of her shitty, fucking manipulative.
I mean, it is the Kingery. We do find interesting ways to bring people back
as you see.
I made.
So nobody is ever completely gone.
Sylvia reminded me that my place is at her side.
You.
Unless they are.
Understand me.
I understand her.
Oh, Dad. What the hell? Do you even know how to use that?
It's your fault, Allison. If you hadn't set this meeting to kill her...
I didn't. I wouldn't. Well, okay, I did. Once.
This was just a really fun scene to work on, just timing-wise and everything, and just the voices that we had in it. It was very fun. I enjoyed it.
An annual pass.
It's really good. And what is fascinating to me is that the scene is really tense, but the music choice somehow, even though the music isn't tense, increases the tension of the scene.
Right.
I don't know how you did that. It's really good.
I don't either. It was an accident.
Take the compliment. No.
Oh, okay. Compliment.
You intended it.
Yes.
You're a genius.
I meant to do that.
Come to this, but as this is the last.
Okay, and this part.
Speak to my child. Let me just say this. This Allison business is offensive. Parents name their children. And when you tossed off that name like yesterday's stale bagels, well, I knew what you thought of me.
The fuck? It's not about you.
Goodbye, Thomas.
Oh!
I'd like to say you'll
Yeah, it hurts, don't it? She's
it
awful.
Hurts. Wow. It hurts fuck horribly.
This. Yeah, it was hard to write. Even yeah. though she's a you're bad guy, you're supposed great. To hate her. But it's still yes. hard, a hard thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and now we hate
That's
her even more.
My Worthington, you fucking entitled brat. I fuck you, Mom.
And with that, Sylvia is dead. Again. Oh, well.
Killed by Allison twice.
Yes.
Oh, darn. Anyway.
And Allison immediately changes the radio station.
Well.
Because, yeah.
That one was too tense, I told you. Yeah. I don't know what you did, but
she needed her Latin jazz. And there we go, after a very tense and confusing episode of the Kingery. We're only two episodes in, and it's already insane.
Don't go back. You haven't missed anything.
No.
You're not airing out of order.
Nope.
Not a download
Stay
error.
Tuned.
We're doing this on purpose.
You do not know what is coming your way. It's going to be some amazing stuff this season.
Though this be madness, yet there is method in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you to Caitlin and Tilly for joining us on this one. I do believe next episode we have Susan joining us, so for her own brand of hilarity. So thank you both for everything this episode, and thanks to the cast, and thank you, the listener, for listening. If you want to find us on the internet, go to pendantaudio.com. That's the one I know won't go away by the time this actually airs. And until then, we will see you.
Bye.
Hey.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.